Hey everybody, so yesterday I did a recording on what I felt that God was laying in my heart and has been laying for probably the last 2 months. As you probably know, if you have been following, I have been in some sort of consecration. At first it was unofficial and probably involuntary. I really didn't set myself up for it, but I had a couple of financial challenges that made me go into a fast by default. And so I had this nudging, or I'd say maybe an impression of the word Ashkelon. And Ashkelon, when I checked it out, was a place of weighing. But yesterday, as I was speaking to you about the book of Revelation, it also came up this field of Arwana that David bought so that he would build an altar for God, and that altar would stay the plague, so that the angel of death that had been sent by God would stop killing the Israelites because of David's sin. So the Lord equated that to the place of death of Jesus Christ on the cross, which was at Golgotha, and that was a place that God paid the price for us through his son Jesus Christ, that we would no longer have to perish but have everlasting life, so that the death of our spirit, our soul, would be stayed, that the death and the consequences of sin being death would no longer be paid, because Jesus would have paid the price for sin. Now today, again, this message is progressing, because apart from Arwana being equivalent to the place of Golgotha, it also is a threshing floor. And in the threshing floor is where the harvest is brought. And the harvest was brought where it had been sowed already, it had been given time to grow, and now it was time to be reaped and brought together to be weighed. And I remember saying that before you even weigh, you gotta harvest and separate between the tares, and that's where the threshing happens. And the threshing, guys, leaves you out of your comfort zone. It is totally jarring. It is dismembering. It is what you used to coming out to the front. The reason why you press the grapes for them to produce wine, you press them for the juice, you press olives for the oil. It is not comfortable being pressed, but that is the threshing floor, that is the wine press, that is the place where Gideon was found, in a threshing floor that he was using as a wine press, because it's a place of both judgment and blessing. So for some people, the place of the cross is not of forgiveness. It is actually a place of judgment, because the same cross that offers forgiveness also judges those who don't measure up. And that is why God connected it to Menemenetekel. Remember the king, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, who had known what Nebuchadnezzar went through because of his disobedience or because of his arrogance. And I think what God is really pointing at is not even so much as sin, but just not sin generally, but the sin of arrogance and comfort hedonism, which refers back to the book of James, which I read yesterday. I probably would do a little series about James, but the book of James begins with count it all joy when there's persecution and all that, because it causes endurance. And that is what Revelation also, through the Revelator John, was talking about: endurance and patience in the trial, because Christians will have to be tried. And that is hashtag the place of the threshing floor, is a place of testing, is a place of weighing, is a place where we're going to be at, of being weighed against the sacrifice of God. And really, Jesus was God. So the sacrifices of God, we've got to measure up against them. That means you too will be tried. That means you too will be tested. And God just told me a few minutes ago before I started this recording, test, 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 testing, test. When the examination is on, the instructor is silent. There will be a time where you will feel like God is not present, but you're in the exam room. You're in the exam room writing down your answers because He's been preparing, teaching you. Now it's time for the test. A test is a place of weighing. The scales and the balances are against the blood, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That is what the weight is. The weight of His sacrifice. And I know we know about salvation, but there's also a place of sacrifice. And the way to know whether you measure up is God testing you. It's a test. Without an examination, there is no verdict as to whether you passed or failed. Without a test, there are no results. There is no counting of the harvest without threshing. It comes with the territory. The threshing is the territory of testing. I don't even think I'm going to saying these words to you. God is speaking to you that your heart, when weighed, would not fall or come short, that it would not lack in the quality of the love that is given you, that you will not fall short of it. May God keep you, cover you in the test, in the trial, but more importantly, may you remember everything He taught you. It's still alive. It's still active. It's still true.